So Daniel Handler stopped writing as Lemony Snicket for a couple years, but is back with a whole new series.
Obviously, absence did make the heart grow fonder for him.
Yeah, and the second in the series is called When Did You See Her Last? The name of the series is All the Wrong Questions. It has that same kind of really fun and dark humor to it. Lemony Snicket, he's just such a fantastic character. You know, Handler has built up a whole biography around this guy. And the fun part is each of the books changes that biography. So there's always a biography printed at the back of it. Like in the first one, it says he was born in a small town that is both suspicious and prone to riot. You know, he brings this whole ethos to all of his books. And Lemony is back in the town of Stained by the Sea, and Miss Cleo Knight disappears. You might ask, where is Miss Cleo Knight? Or what is the secret project that Miss Cleo Knight was working on? But those would be all the wrong questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So do we discover the correct questions?
Well, it's a series. You'll find out what the correct questions are as you go along here.
It's all about patience.
So he's going to be at Decatur's Little Shop of Stories tonight at 7 o'clock. And I would say, if you want to go see Lemony Snicket, you should go there, like, right now. You should get in your car and go there right now, because it's going to be a mob scene.
Darren, Judy Schachner is the creator of everyone's favorite kitty boy.
Yes, Judy Schachner is best known for Skippy John Jones, who is a small cat that believes he's a Mexican chihuahua.
Ooh, identity crisis.
Yeah, and a heroic Mexican chihuahua.
At that.
It goes on fantastic adventures, but Bits and Pieces is actually a true-to-life somewhat story, a more true-to-life story of Tink, who is Judy Schachner's real cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tink has the perfect life, you know, lives indoors, has all the cat treats and attention that a cat could ever want, even has a small kitten to raise that looks remarkably like Skippy John Jones. But Tink is missing one thing, and that's adventure. So when the door gets left open once, out he goes.
And, not content to live just the run-of-the-mill feline's life.
This is the story of Tink's adventure outside for a night. So Judy Schachner will be at Little Shop of Stories also Thursday at 7 o'clock. And when you're done with Lemony Snicket, you could probably find a place to just stay in line right there for Judy Schachner. Because it's going to be that kind of week. Or you can take a break and go see something considerably different just down the street at the Georgia Center for the Book in the Decatur Library.
And this author putting in an appearance in Metro Atlanta this week, over the past 13 years, has had this amazing evolution from standing in the shadow of his famous writer parents to really standing on his own in the world of crime.
Yeah. You know, Christopher Rice is coming to town, and he's been a New York Times bestseller many times on his own. And his new book is The Heavens Rise. It follows the DeLongpre family, who dreams of turning this dense bayou into this perfect southern retreat. However, what happens is while the contractors find an old abandoned well, and when they go digging into it, they release something. And the entire family, except for young Niquette, disappears.
Just like that.
Yeah. She's the only survivor. And 10 years later, when she comes back and tries to uncover the truth about this parasite, she learns that something bent on revenge is also kind of infected with this parasite's evil. Anyway, that's what I got for you. You're giving me a really scared look, John.
Well, it's sounding a lot like mom's writing. That would be Anne Rice. We weren't going to mention any names, but...
So Christopher Rice is at the Georgia Center for the Book this Wednesday at 7 o'clock.